Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I am Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and we're sitting here. We're not very bright. Because we are sitting here in this tiny little room.
Oh, yeah.
It's gold-encrusted, diamond-crusted.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, house of Addy.
About to be encrusted.
Well, that's it. Like a couple morons. What we did was, before, perhaps like a couple of ash holes.
Right, right.
What we did was, we each had a corn dog? No, a
chili dog.
We each had chili dogs before getting in this...
I also had poutine.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Poutine and chili dogs, and now we're in a little room to record a podcast for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It should be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Now my parents are, my dad, both my parents are sick.
Oh yeah?
I phoned my dad today. I said, yeah, how are you feeling?
He said, sick.
He said, I'm not feeling too shit hot. I don't even know what he was going for, but I'm sure he wasn't feeling too shit hot.
That's all right. This weekend, I had went to the mountains.
Yeah,
in British Columbia.
Was it shit hot up there?
Well, we were drinking hot chocolate at this ski resort.
Oh yeah.
And this one of the kids that people's kids there. There's kids like five.
Fucking kids.
Kids five.
Oh.
And she says, if I have hot chocolate, I get hot pee.
Oh, yeah?
Then she looks at me and she goes, I like hot pee. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, not shit hot,
but
hot pee.
Hot pee.
That'll be the name of the show.
Shit hot or hot pee?
Shit hot or hot pee.
Well, the name of the show will be, what kind of show are you guys running here anyways?
Yes. We talk wrestling, and so far...
We don't.
Shit hot and hot pee sounds like the end of the year
for WWE.
Let's
talk about the most important thing going on in wrestling right now.
Me?
My WWE 2K2 card game...
Right.
...has every week it has an event, and this week's event is a King of the Ring tournament.
What? Where you get King of the Ring tournament?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a King of the Ring tournament?
I've joined them before, and I'm going to join this. The thing is, you pick which superstar you're going to play for.
Superstar.
If that superstar wins, then you get their cards. And I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Do I go with, it's Tito Santana.
Arriba!
Or Mr. Perfect?
Obviously. Bobby the Brain Heenan is announced as Mr. Perfect's manager and beats him in the tournament.
It's tough.
What's happened? It was a 1990.
Yeah, but which, who do I play for? Do I play for the Tito cards? Are slightly better actually, but the a little more rare on the Perfect side. On the one hand, I can support the Mexican Football League, the MFL.
The MFL.
On the other hand, I can support cocaine use and dying from it.
The MFL.
It's a tough choice. Who would you pick if you had to pick between Tito Santana? And,
depends. Is Tito signing an autograph for me?
No.
Okay, you might want to go.
He's doing warm-ups. He's stretching.
He is stretching. See, that's... Chico is... You know, when those Mexicans stretch, I don't know if you can beat one.
Oh. You can. You can beat them if they stretch, but if they jump, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Just keep those beans away from them.
Yeah. So what you're saying is I should go with Mr. Perfect.
I would go with Mr. Perfect.
I'm going with Mr. Perfect, folks. And that's it. Another episode of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
All right. Are we off the air?
We're off the air now, yeah.
Okay, let's finish the show then. So, the history-making Royal Rumble is
on. Why is it making history?
It's the first Royal Rumble on the WWE Network live.
Oh.
It's history.
Okay.
Like, the money that they used to make from the Royal Rumble, that's history.
That's history.
30 men.
30 men
will enter. No rules. 30 men will enter. Every 2 minutes, another superstar will enter.
His ass.
Yes. There are no pinfalls or submissions. Eliminations occur when you are thrown over the top rope, and both feet must hit the floor. Which was bad news for Heath Slater, as he thought both feet must hit a whore.
He's innocent.
He is.
He's innocent and he's fucking money.
Yeah, that's why he's on TV. Yeah.
Well, he will be.
Well, maybe he's a surprise.
He will be.
He's a surprise. So we get 30 of the Royal Rumble fuckers. And we also have some new matches announced.
Yeah, there's 30 members in the Royal Rumble and probably 27 of them we don't care about.
That many? I'd say 27. Yeah. Well, who are you going to care about? You care about Daniel Bryan, my boy, D-Bryan.
And maybe a couple surprises.
You got who do you think the surprises are going to be?
That is the big thing.
So you think, like, Randy Orton?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a strong chance Randy Orton's surprise.
Like, and, like, Sheamus?
No, I don't know. I think
he's a TV.
Yeah, but he has a concussion or something like that, and I'm not sure if he is coming back.
You don't rush those.
I know.
Who else? Could be a surprise. DDP?
No. X-Pac?
No, that's not it.
No?
That's not it.
No?
But the New Age Outlaws are fighting the fucking Ascension.
Well, that's pretty obvious that the gimmick of the Ascension is they're what Randy Orton used to be there. They're the Legend Killers. And there's just very few. They can't put them in there against the Road Warriors or Demolition, really. There's very few teams they can put them in there with. So you know they're going to put them in there. They're going to go over in about 5 minutes over the New Age Outlaws. Next it'll probably be fucking Too Cool.
I thought the Ascension's gimmick was that they wanted to be Chronic.
Yeah, they could be Chronic. Well, no, they can't be both. No, Chronic wouldn't. They couldn't be.
No, they want to be them, though.
Oh.
I just thought it was hilarious when it's like this big monster, supposed to be the monster gimmick tag team of, like, the bad guys in Superman 2, and the one guy, Victor, is as big as X-Pac.
No, he's not big, yeah. Yeah, I don't think they were fucking menacing. I don't think they ever pushed him as being really big.
No, just but they're just menacing.
Menacing, yeah.
You're as big as X-Pac. Like, seriously, like, competition for them is the Haiti Kid and Little Beaver.
There's a Little Beaver everywhere.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Both with mohawks. I don't know. I just love the...
I love a Lenny strip.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in Dillon.
Dillon, Texas?
Dillon, Texas. But
Addy watched Friday Night Lights, and he liked it.
Yes,
that was a good piece of show.
Great show.
It was an awesome show.
A great show. Now I'm watching Mad Men.
Yeah,
which is also a great show.
Yeah,
it's set in the '60s. Uh-huh. So whenever we watch it, like halfway through the show, I look at the producer and I go, "Give me some water."
Oh, very progressive.
Then so, I go get the water.
Yeah, then you go get the water. Yeah, that's the smart thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's tremendous, though. It really is.
Every single time. You could have said the same thing when watching Friday Night Lights because it was in Dillon, Texas.
That's
so
true. That's true. But I'm trying to think of, we got the New Age douchebags against the Ascension.
Yeah.
And then you got the Miz and Mizdow against the Jusos.
Mm-hmm,
Jimmy
mm-hmm.
and Jay.
Yeah.
And then you got the six man.
That's why they're called the Jusos, because it's Jimmy and Jay, the two J's.
Yeah.
And it's Usos, so it's Jusos.
So.
There's no other reason.
No, they're Catholic. But you've also got Cesaro, Tyson Kidd.
That'll be the 437th time that Miz and Mizdow form with them have taken. This is where, see, I'm at an advantage. I'm I'm kind of looking forward to the Royal Rumble, because it's the Rumble.
Yes.
You have the Royal Rumble match itself, and I don't know what they're going to do, which gives me some intrigue.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to do with the world title match. And odds are, whichever one goes on first,
mm-hmm.
I'll know much more what they're doing with the other one, theoretically,
yeah.
Right?
In theory, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know going into it. And because I stopped watching Raw, and I've stopped watching SmackDown, I've seen The Miz and Mizdow versus The Usos once, compared to other people who've seen it.
Wow.
14, 15 times.
I did not realize that you stopped watching Raw in October.
This is over just last 2 weeks.
Jesus.
That they faced each other. So for me, it's a fresh match.
14 times in the two last weeks. 6 months. Twice a week.
Two times a week, actually. Yeah.
Twice a week.
14 times.
Yeah. Twice a week. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you said 6 months.
No, 6 weeks, I said.
Oh, you said 6 months.
Oh, God. It's probably been 120 times.
Yeah. It could... Wait, let me see. This is how you do this, okay?
Okay.
So what you do is you take 60, right?
Okay.
Okay, now you're going to do this twice, right?
Okay.
So there's two ways you can do this.
Okay.
You can do a times or you can do a plus.
Okay, let's... Okay. Can I divide?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so what you do is... Okay.
Oh.
How many toes do you have?
Four.
Oh, we're really in trouble there. Explains why you walk.
Mizdow, very entertaining though. I always enjoy Mizdow. So
yeah.
I will continue to enjoy. My thing is, they're both in the Rumble.
So, yeah, when Miz gets thrown over, well, if Mizdow throws himself over, that would be hilarious. That's one of the things to watch for.
Or does he Virgil it? And then Miz just grabs his hand or something, shakes his hand, and does like a...
Yeah, it's probably like he's about to throw himself over, and then he realizes, whoa. Stop the clock.
Wait, I could main event WrestleMania. I can't main event. But, theoretically, that should be the thought process. And that would be...
So either way is going to work for me, to be honest with you.
But, you know, wins and losses don't matter.
Fuck no.
So, really...
Like, for instance, if you beat the Intercontinental Champion.
The who?
The Intercontinental Jobber Champion.
Yeah, the Jobber Kental Champion.
The Jobber Kental. The Inter-Jobber Continental Job.
Yeah.
If you beat him, obviously...
He's won one match since being the Intercontinental Champion. Other than winning the title.
Yeah, and that was...
against Sin Cara... Who he also lost to. And then Dean Ambrose beats him, and they don't even mention that he's the champion. I don't even know if he had the belt with him.
Well, he beats Sin Cara, he loses to him, then he beats him. So, I mean, he's going to face Dean Ambrose because...
No,
he's got to, because he's got that prestigious Intercontinental title.
That's true.
And now he's Ambrose, theoretically, would be the number one contender.
Well, Ambrose is the linear champion.
Oh, that's right, he is, yeah. And so... Being that linear champion and wanting that prestigious,
hey Mo, yeah. Now sure is prestigious.
This prestigious Intercontinental Champion.
I think that's unconscionable. But I think Ric Flair gonna pick him to win the Rumble.
Yeah,
because so then Ric Flair.
So that will be great. It'll be just like, remember when the Intercontinental Champion Ultimate Warrior faced the WWE Champion Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
This will be as marquee.
I believe that was. The irresistible force meaning the immovable object.
It will be, people will be lined up around the corner.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because they're
getting it at 1:30. Well, the door is actually on the corner.
Oh. Yeah.
They're getting it what?
Yeah, they get let in at 1:30, so.
That's true. They get WrestleMania.
Yeah.
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 It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck, no, I'm not going.
Fan access. Fan access and then right into the event.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But, the Royal Rumble, what else we got on this fucking Royal Rumble?
We got Nikki and Brie.
Oh, yeah.
Against Paige and Natalya.
Right. So Paige will turn heel?
No.
Who cares about this? We're the jumping bomb angels when you need them.
The thing is that Nikki hurt her thigh?
Cock?
No, her thigh. She has a thigh injury.
Okay.
And so she can't fuck John Cena. She can only blow him. Which is actually why it's healed so fast, because that way she was ingesting extra steroids.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. That explains why he's got a blue shirt. I assume that's San Jose colors. San Jose Shark colors is what he does.
Is that what they're doing?
It's teal.
Yeah, it is teal.
So,
yeah.
It also means a producer will probably buy one. Fan of teal.
Fan of teal.
But I think...
I like the Kiss when the Rose. That was a good teal song. Was that one? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Kiss and the Rose and...
Waterfalls.
And Waterfalls.
Teal LLC.
TL, yeah, there's that good too.
Yeah, that's good. Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls. That was good, and then...
Not that version. What else did we... that was okay. Three.
You know, and then you have Heyman, and he's genteel, so...
What about his genitals? I understand that you want, because Brock's a baby face now.
No, he's not.
Sure he is.
Nah, I watched the segment. He's not a baby face.
He's baby face. So then, he can turn baby face and...
he's not a baby face yet.
Well, no, but then Heyman
will need someone. He's tweener-ish, but he's not.
Well, Heyman will need someone to manage.
No, he won't.
Yeah, Darren Young.
No.
Yeah. No. And it could be a Jew gang.
Well, this week you pulled it off.
See?
There you go. Nice. Made an off fumble over your own joke.
A Jew gay.
Yeah, he's going to go to the UFC with Brock. If Brock goes to the UFC.
Darren Young? Happens.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah, there is a lot of rolling around on the
mat. Well, and Nick Ring might be there.
That's true. That's true. Nick Ring. But I think I was going to say interesting for the Royal Rumble is three tag matches.
Yeah,
one's a six man. You throw in a couple, but
the chick won. There's four.
I don't give a fuck about that. But there's four
tag matches.
Yeah, that's right. I just meant in terms of even tag teams, like
six. And one of them's an elimination match.
But you got six tag teams.
Yeah, the six man's an elimination match.
It is. Yeah, because you got to go hours with that.
Well, because you know
Jude and fucking Santino or Cesaro, Kid and Rose.
That is.
You like the New Day, why they're positive? Because if they're not positive, then the rage comes and people go to the hospital.
Speed Force.
They're wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to put people in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Ask Christian Nash.
But the thing is that it's going to be road rage.
Right, from Speed Force.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Or in the case of Big E, Langston.
Roid Rage. Yeah. You're right.
Yes. But he's been training with King Tonga.
That's right. Well, Xavier Woods, he looks clean.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to heal from that injury.
Yeah, that's right. But by blowing John Cena?
I would think so.
That's how Darren Young's getting back.
Yeah.
Well, that's also why it looks like him.
Well... Yeah, that's also Darren Young and back. I mean, I don't know why I'd use it like that in a sentence.
Yeah.
But I think six teams, and you got Golden Stardust is the seventh team that's actually in the Rumble. You got the Ascension, which is 18. We forgot about this, so there's five tag matches.
I mean, there's probably, who do we know is in this goddamn Rumble? Eric Rowan isn't, and everybody else is, right?
Well, in the goddamn Rumble.
This goddamn Rumble.
This goddamn Rumble. What would that do? That'd be like Jake Roberts, Shawn Michaels, Slick,
Ted DiBiase,
Duggan. Excellent, actually. Piper.
I'd rather watch
this. I want to watch the goddamn Rumble.
Why don't we just watch 1993?
Oh, no, 92.
Oh, 92.
92, the one Flair wins.
That's it, yeah.
That is the greatest array of wrestling talent ever assembled.
Arguably, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, so...
And the Nasty Boys.
Speaking of your Jews.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Both of them.
Knobs.
Yeah.
It's a circumcised knob.
Jobs and sags.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really sag. managed by the Moyle of the South.
At this point, this show, what kind of show are you running?
This is
here?
A Royal Rumble preview.
Oh, fuck. We cannot focus at all on WWE or Royal Rumble because I actually had some takes that I wanted to get to.
Yes.
I'm just like losing them just because it's like I want to, like, I know it's a two-match show, but it's really, it's like the Royal Rumble I don't care about until probably the last two or three guys are in there.
Yeah, you think let's
and,
give her
and,
a...
and I don't want to really see the match. I just want to know the outcome of the world WWE heavyweight champion or whatever they're called. Like,
I seem to feel I get
the build up has been bad.
What do you think will happen then? What's your take? What would you do, and what do you think they will do? Because those are two probably totally different things.
Two totally different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nakamura
is not allowed to run in.
Okay. All right, so for the first one, what will they do? I have no idea.
Ishii is allowed to.
And for what will I do, I'm not sure.
Right.
Totally. How about you?
Opposite things. Totally different. I get the feeling that it's coming down to the final two is Big Show and Roman Reigns. I just get that feeling that they're at least in if not the final two, they're in the final four. With Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton.
I get the feeling, to tell you the truth, I think what we're going to see now is, I mean, the problem with all of this is, like, they just fucked everything up.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's true, though. They've just fucked everything up. And so, like, we're even though we're close to...
the greatest wrestling spectacular of all time.
Well, even though we're close to the Royal Rumble, and I'm curious because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
the build has been so bad that
the build makes sense though.
No,
yeah, like, it does. In August and September, okay, the SummerSlam and the Champions, that was, you had your shine.
Okay.
Okay, and then like October, November, December, there was utter shit. That's the heat.
Okay.
And now, with the Royal Rumble, and with Raw on Monday, we had... This is like the babyface comeback.
Well, then what do you expect... how do you explain the Speed Force?
Speed Force?
Yeah, or the Fast Lane there.
Fast Lane.
February.
Well, okay, you get cut off. The babyface gets cut off before... And then WrestleMania is the finish.
Oh, okay.
See?
You're right, they have booked it smartly.
Yeah. And Raw is the post-mass celebration. Raw after WrestleMania.
That's true. So good job, WWE.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I
in no way sense... think that this was intended.
No. No. They just luck into these things sometimes.
Yeah.
Something
I said once.
I have this feeling that what we're going to see now is John Cena versus Roman Reigns for the title at WrestleMania. And again, you're kind of screwed because you have so many more... goddamn, in call and call. Fucking fuck you.
Yeah, I hate them.
Well, it's some fucking Jill. Bullshit thing.
Oh.
No, it's not the...
It's Brian United States, Knobs.
It's not Brian Knobs.
Does he want to watch WrestleMania 7 with you?
He does want to do that.
Okay, well, we can do that.
But,
but yeah, I just...
No, I mean, I think we're going to see John Cena versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
So,
because they have so many,
this is
they have so many more. Well, I don't know if it's even Warrior Hogan. You have so many more baby faces than you have. With Daniel Bryan coming back, with turning Randy Orton,
Dunder Head hasn't changed yet.
And I mean, who knows what's up with that? Like, you have so many. You just, even when he changes, he's not going to be a top level heel. Like, not only do you have more baby faces than heels, but the perception of how the level of the baby faces are at compared to the heels.
Look at the heels. You got Rollins.
Rollins.
Their top heel.
And then the next guy is either
Big Show.
Big Show, Kane, or Bray Wyatt. And all of them feel like
And you've also got Rusev.
Yeah, Rusev. And all of these guys just don't feel like they're at the... I mean, the other side, you have Cena and Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan. And
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Dean Ambrose. Dean,
like, it's just... That's where all the main event level talent
Brock
is on
Lesnar.
One side. Brock Lesnar, and he's... I mean, I don't know, tweener probably right now.
You think Brock goes both ways?
You tell him that.
You go both ways.
No, regular listener. Regular listener to the program.
Well, he's moving trees on his property.
Well, you know, he's here in Alberta.
Sable.
Hunting.
Sable.
And right, like this is where we are right now, like 50 miles south of a kilometer south of us is where he usually is hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
defenseless animals.
Yes. Like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
That's not...
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's actually...
Yes. The difference is, I don't think he's...
You are this. I'm sick of this. Let's go SummerSlam 2005 all over again. Brother, you don't want a piece of me. Yeah, you're right.
No, the difference is, I don't think Brock uses a gun. I think he just takes those bears and hunts them down by hand.
Yes, that's true.
You know? Like, that's definitely... Well, I mean, we've seen Shawn Michaels just use the super kick as his finisher.
Yeah, well, that's how he gets his moves, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, and Ken Shamrock. But with guns, he uses him and he goes with his buddy. What's his name?
Stampy.
That's it.
I think, Mad Dog Michonne.
But I mean, again, back to something related to wrestling, sort of.
What? The Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, you have so many more baby faces who are main event. I think you have to have one or two baby face versus baby face matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the thinking is, okay, the crowd,
wait a minute,
if
wait
nothing
a minute.
Else...
I'm going to stop you right there because you just said the thinking.
Yeah, good point. I think the thought process is...
Wait a minute, you just said you think.
I said, wait a minute. I said thought process.
Oh.
But I do think that they're thinking...
I think I am thinking what you think I'm thinking.
I suspect that their idea is...
Not the first time you've been a suspect.
No.
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 I'm fucking money.
But I suspect the idea is...
Poor six-year-old girl.
Somehow that makes me think of Gilbert Gottfried when I saw him here. I went to see him, and he was talking about Mackenzie Phillips, was talking about how her dad made her sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, now, I don't want to say anything, but I have a dollar too. And I'm not saying that she should sleep with me, but I can't even get her to hold my hand when I'm crossing the street.
It's true.
My point is that Barbie Funhouse isn't free. You know, and unbelievable. Then he starts talking about little boys with cum in their mouths.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's cum in the mouth. A little boy.
Yeah, well.
In his mouth.
And let's bring this back here. The Royal Rumble, a creation of Pat Patterson.
Mel Phillips. Hey, you gave me a chocolate marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow Christmas tree.
What year is this from?
Well, I've got it this year. It doesn't expire until that's before May, I think that says.
Of what year?
2015.
Okay.
Either way, we're good, I guess. May or March.
Like, it could have said 24.
Yeah.
And I still would have eaten it.
Yes, that's true. But I think,
Royal Rumble. They're going to have to do a babyface versus babyface match. And the thing about Reigns is not getting a huge reaction. Not likely to get a huge reaction. Wouldn't get the reaction they want against Brock Lesnar.
Right. Or Daniel Bryan or anyone.
Well, not necessarily anyone. John Cena, no matter what, crowd always reacts. You get your...
What?
When's the last time the crowd was... I don't care how shitty the feud is or how many times they've seen it. The crowd does the dueling chants because it's always the most, it's almost always the loudest match. Like, if he goes in there against Cena for the belt,
love or hate him, they always react to him.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So I think that it will make, just being in that environment with Cena will make Reigns feel like, or seem like a bigger star. I think we're going to get Cena winning the belt. And I think we're going to get, I think we're going to get Cena winning the belts. And I still think we're going to see Orton versus Rollins. So I don't know what happens with, I think we might see, and this is kind of shitty because you got like the main event of two baby faces. But I think, honestly, I think WrestleMania is going to be Big Show versus Kane and Big Show versus Lesnar in a handicap match. I think that's going to be a WrestleMania match. So I think you're going to have him against the two monsters. Nobody can beat them by themselves. I think you're going to have Orton versus Rollins and Cena versus what's his name?
Reigns.
Daniel Bryan, I don't know. Like, you know, Daniel Bryan could be the tag team partner of Lesnar, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan could still go against Sheamus. Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt's still going to be out there. They'll probably bring Mark Henry back. You know.
Surprise in the Rumble.
I suspect there'll be a surprise in the Rumble, yeah.
Well, they can't bring back Viscera, so Mark Henry it is.
Yeah.
But I mean,
oh, these guys are awful.
That card that you just laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wanna.
But it'll have Sting versus Triple H, and you want to see that.
Well, I want to see that. Yeah. Then we can leave. Then we go back to Fan Access. Hang out with Howard.
It'll be probably the
worst.
It'll be the semi-main, right? So it'll be the third from the top.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about, there's still the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Dolph Ziggler can win.
He could.
And, yeah, this is just a...
Still got Ambrose out there.
Yeah.
I don't know who you put him against.
Well, he's in the Battle Royal.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, you got to have the bitch match, right? So then there's...
Well, that's the match between the buffer, between Triple H and
yeah.
Cena Reigns. But I just have a feeling that's the direction they're going to go now.
That sucks.
That's not what I would do. That is what I think they're going to do.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I still have Daniel Bryan. What I do is I still have Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I have Brock Lesnar retaining.
And you haven't faced Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
For crowd interest and selling pay-per-view buys, for sure, I think that would mean more.
And it gives Daniel Bryan, that's the best.
And honestly, you could still have Reigns beat Cena if you do that. But I don't think that's what they're going to do.
It's just the best rub I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for Bryan.
But they're not thinking about giving Bryan the afterthought.
I know.
What's like, it could be that they're dropping him out and they're dropping him on Raw in his first match back, so he would have lost the championship.
Yeah. You know, because they don't like money.
Because he has to, what he has to do is he has to earn a title shot again because he never lost the belt.
No.
Yeah.
No. He likes money.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Say something. I'm still trying to chew this.
Raw did 4.09 million viewers.
Is that good?
It trended down, of course. 3.87 million for that last hour to watch. It did 3.89 last week. So not nearly the competition. And...
they weren't going against a football game that had 33 million viewers
right.
And only gained 200,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, no, not a good rating.
Well, whatever.
But good enough.
Who cares?
What they do. I don't care. I'm still going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's the thing is. Yeah, I don't. Daniel Bryan is really an afterthought. It's not just having him lose. And the guy was the champion. He shouldn't have to earn a title match, and he shouldn't have to he shouldn't be losing because theoretically then you can face it as never lost, hasn't been pinned since,
exactly,
against the, you know, whoever's the champion. It sets up a big match down the road. I think they're still thinking they can do that, but
no.
It's just obvious that the way they're treating him, they are treating him like, okay, let's put him on SmackDown, we'll advertise him there because we want to get SmackDown in his new time slot off to a good start.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I think they realize he's a television draw, and he is a proven television draw at this point, you know, not to the level of Cena, but more than anybody else, more than even CM Punk was at any point.
Or Randall Keith Orton.
More than Randall Keith Orton has been for a while.
Yeah.
And so I think that's obvious by how they're using him on SmackDown. But the idea of, do they have plans for him? No, it's like, okay, he's back? Great. Throw him on Raw. We'll have a good long match with him. He can lose. Like, he's just another guy. He's no different than Ziggler.
Yeah, or Barrett.
Barrett, or like that. But that is how they're treating him. He's an afterthought. He's just a mid-card to upper mid-card guy. And when there's so many upper to mid-card baby faces, like, in their eyes, he's behind Orton, he's behind Cena, he's behind Reigns. At best, he's fourth. At best.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fourth babyface in the top is a mid-carder to them.
Well, yeah. And that's funny.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's because they're morons.
Well, it's not even that they're morons. Well, it is that they're morons. But
they are.
I mean, but I also look at the fact that, like we talked about, it's because you haven't built up the heel side.
No.
You have, you're lopsided in babyface.
Which is why you can't turn Lesnar now. It'd be...
Well,
that's one of two reasons. I'll get to the other one.
But you talk about... But if Lesnar's leaving...
Who gives a fuck?
Well, then it doesn't matter in April. That's all I'm saying, is you could turn him babyface. If you get a bang for your WrestleMania buck with him as a babyface, then you could turn him. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just saying, if that's the plan, I can understand.
Well, we don't, number one, we don't know for sure if he's leaving. Okay.
No, we don't.
And number two, if you have turned him babyface, less than a... And they already have fucked this up so badly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think back to the night after WrestleMania.
I remember.
And Kamen came out.
Who?
And cut...
Kamen?
Kamen.
The island.
The Kamen Islands.
Yes.
Kamen came out. And
on the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, and cut on Raw the next night. One of the five greatest promos probably in the history of the industry.
Yeah, the one in the 21-1.
That promo is so amazing. And there was so much heat.
We should do a promo show.
You can edit it. And there, it was unreal. The level, I mean, I would throw that promo on the end of this show.
Right.
Like as an example.
That's a lot of work.
So people understand. So people understand. Well, you just find it and press play and record. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, a lot of work.
See if you can find it. Okay. See if you can find it.
Yeah.
But you and I will listen to it as we go off air here with people.
Good.
And react to it because it's so incredible. The heat that he had. The idea that you couldn't sustain that level of heat. The guy who beat The Undertaker. Like I always said, Undertaker needs to lose because the guy he loses to... will have so much heat for so long. It'll be so much money.
Yeah.
And you haven't managed to sustain it for even one fucking calendar year?
Nope. And then he's leaving.
And well, who cares if he's leaving or not? What? To me, it's like you should at least have been able to sustain it to the point that whoever's facing him has a huge baby face surge. And it might be a big set baby face surge if it was Daniel Bryan. But
or Dixie Carter.
Babyface
Surge.
Her husband. Name is Surge. Had to work a little bit. Waka, waka, waka. Fuck. But you should have that. And the idea that you don't. Like, since he got the belt. I'm not saying he's less over. I'm not saying he's less over because he got a good reaction. Coming out on Raw got a better reaction as the show was going off air.
He was great.
He was great. Because he is great. But that's the whole point is you're watching that going, fuck, like, just do this a few times. Keep up the vignettes. Keep up the promos regularly by Heyman. You should have been able to keep this heat up for him.
He was, once again, the Extreme Rules versus John Cena Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
He's talking about, like, the piss running down your leg. And
yeah.
And that's... that was his promo. Like, get out here.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, the thing is, they should be, this guy, with his charisma, with Paul Heyman there, and with video promos, and with just showing the devastation since he's been there, all this stuff, and hammering, never letting people forget what he did. Never letting them forget what he did to The Undertaker.
Yeah.
They've let people forget.
And I think just...
They have let people forget that.
Yes.
Talk about fucking up Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I think they should also, just for fun, show clips of Devastation Incorporated.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think, yeah.
And the Wrecking Crew.
And the Wrecking Crew. I just think that yeah, it's been...
And Demolition.
It's been a retarded build. A retarded year.
1 year you can't keep heat on that? He beat The Undertaker. He beat the thing that people love the most about the WWE.
Yes.
In this millennium.
Yes. Yeah.
The streak.
The streak. Through the quad into the gymnasium. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. Sting.
But Sting's great.
Sting, and Hunter was great with Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Sting.
He was the Vigilante Sting, or he was almost Wolfpack with that. No baseball bat with that red instead of all black with the red scorpion and everything. But yeah. It looked cool.
Yeah.
It was great. So, yeah.
I was expecting the baseball bat, to be honest.
Yeah.
But,
I just pointed at him. You're right. Yeah. He's not coming from the rafters. They're not. They are doing their own thing with him. But because he's Sting, like, the crowd loved him. Like, the We Want Sting chants.
Imagine if Sting pulls Hunter's tights at WrestleMania and won't let go. You know, with a Hunter.
Hmm?
Sting just rolls him up and pulls on Hunter's tights and won't let go. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that he would do that to Hunter?
Well, what if he pulls his tights down?
To Hunter?
We wouldn't see anything.
No, that's true. Small package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine if someone did that to Hunter, though? Can
yeah.
You believe that? Trying to do that to me?
I know. Like Owen. Speaking of Owen, how much was Seth Rollins channeling Owen Hart in that promo?
Yes.
At the beginning.
I know.
Because you're a loser, John Cena.
Yeah, you are a loser.
You're a loser and a quitter, and I'm a winner. Woo! Like, yeah. I was just like, holy fucking shit. Like, total Owen Hart promo.
Yeah, that was a great promo.
Yeah, because of that.
Yeah, of course.
It was a shitty promo otherwise.
Yeah.
It was a great promo because he was so Owen Hart.
Mm-hmm. You're a quitter. And Sting, you know, another, just said his two uses. Of Sting, both great. I don't know how you...
They're not doing too much with him.
No.
It's perfect. And fuck, he didn't do anything. He come out and pointed, and he got pinned, and then he was gone.
Yeah.
And the crowd was chanting for him, and Lesnar came out, and at first people were like, Lesnar. And then they went, wait, Lesnar, we're going to see destruction.
And he did.
Yeah.
And they did.
Exactly.
What else we just got to get to here quick? Because there's a few other things we want to talk about. But
there's a few.
Tough Enough. The casting call has come out again for Tough Enough.
But they're not just doing it because I know it's going to be on the USA Network again.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
No Steve Austin this time, apparently. Which was the highlight of last show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the ratings would have even been... The ratings were good last time if it had been on Spike, but not good enough for USA Network. Because, you know, below their primetime average. Without Austin, I don't think they even would have hit that.
Also, what happened back when it was on before, it was the third hour.
That's true.
Of a block. Now it's going to be the fourth hour of a block. Like, you talk about...
But, so you're saying it's not people from the center, like they talked about doing? Like, people already under contract trying to get into NXT?
From the Sentinel?
Yeah, from the whatever you call it there, the center down there. In
the performance center?
That's what it's called.
Let me just have a look here. It's going to air after WrestleMania. It will be filmed at the Performance Center.
Okay.
Bill DeMott will be on the show.
That sucks.
And Steve Austin has not been attached to the show yet.
No, but hopefully he's... I mean, he probably want to do it.
Just looking here.
Yes, you are. You are looking here.
Based on casting call issued this week, pro wrestling experience is not a requirement for the new season.
Hmm. Well, never was.
Well, it will... it'll have some live elements to it. Noted the season will have a different format than previous seasons. You know, who knows?
Hmm. You know who should try out for it? Austin Aries.
He should. He's too small. Yeah. Bully Ray should try out for it.
There's rumors that they're going to be at the Rumble. Strong rumors that
Austin Aries and Bully Ray are going to be the Rumble.
That Team 3D or the Dudley Boys will be a Royal Rumble surprise entrance.
That'd be great.
If you're doing that, who do you have come out first? Which of the two? Because they can't come out together.
No, that's true. But you got to. They can come in. I think Bubba first.
I think Bubba. If Bubba came out first, Bubba's more over.
Bubba comes in at 5, and Devon comes in at like 7 or 8.
That could work.
Can 3D some guys, and then Devon can get eliminated, and Bubba can stick around for a while.
That could work. That could work. The thing is, I mean, Bubba is more popular and more charismatic, blah blah blah. But the thing is that
because if Devon,
like if you bring up Bubba, he'll get a massive reaction.
Yeah,
and people will be waiting for Devon. But
vice versa, though.
But he'll get the bigger reaction.
That's true.
But if Bubba comes out, he'll get the bigger reaction, but not that much bigger. Because if they see Devon, it'll be A, the surprise, and B, the anticipation now of Bubba. And I think they'll be chanting for Bubba. They'll be chanting 3D. When he gets out there, he'll have almost as big a reaction. I don't think it'll be as much of a letdown as it was with Devon.
I think you put up
Devon first.
I think it's the other way around. I think Bubba will get a better surprise, which is what they want, reaction, because it's not inconceivable, to quote Princess Bride, that Bubba would come in by himself. It's not as inconceivable. Like, if you saw Devon, you're like, fucking Bubba's coming. If you see Bully Ray,
okay.
But then when Devon comes in, then it's like, okay, now we're going to see some other fucking 3Ds.
Yeah.
Like, so it does, like, whoever the second guy comes in is going to get that, oh shit, it's the Dudleys together, cool pop. Whereas I still think
Bubba would be better. But if Devon comes out, guaranteed they'll expect Bubba.
Yeah, but I don't think the other way around necessarily as much.
No, that's what I'm saying. Devon should be first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Well, good. I think Bubba should be first. But there's some surprise Rumble bubbles. Bubba. Who else could fucking be a fucking surprise fuck?
Not many.
No.
Like, seriously, there's Chris Jericho maybe, but I doubt that. Rob Van Dam, I fully expect
who
to be
cares?
There. I know we don't care, but I fully expect Rob Van Dam to be there.
Yeah, sure. Do that. Go, it's in, oh, shit, yeah. It's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is.
It's in Philadelphia.
You really got to bring the bubble.
You go Devon, Rob Van Dam, and Bubba, like 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? And then get that, and they'll ECW it up. And they'll, get some 3Ds. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get over with the live crowd, and therefore it'll be good television.
The zombie died, eh?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So you can't have him in.
He could, as a zombie.
That's true.
If there's a zombie apocalypse.
That's true.
Very possible.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got the part.
That's true.
But that's it. I don't think you'll see anybody else from ECW, but I think those three, for sure. I mean, obviously not Tommy Dreamer, because he's got that affiliation with TNA. I listened to Dixie Carter on the Jim Ross show.
Sorry about that.
She's an idiot.
I believe the title of that show was Cunts and Barbecue.
Sauce is a little tangy.
It's that chipotle ketchup.
She's much like much like when I listened to Vince on the Stone Cold podcast, I was like, oh, we're fucked. You know, it's the same thing. And much like Vince, she has very much that what would you call it? Like that.
Stupidity?
But that politician's way of answering without answering.
Of course.
But there was one thing she said, oh, we're going to evolve ourselves. And there was one thing she said that was the key to me. She goes,
Ambrose?
And good for them, because we said that, okay, last week they did like 340,000.
Okay.
And then we're like, but they're going to Friday nights, and that was their debut, and they're going to settle into like 200. I was thinking about 225 to 240 is pretty much what they settle into, because they used to have a 1.8 million people, yes. And then they've been down to between 1.6 and 1.8 was consistent.
Right.
And then they've been down to, before leaving, they were down to 1.2 to 1.4 for most of it. And then right before leaving, they were down to 1.1 and ones.
Yeah.
So when they, you got 340,000, I was like, okay, well, you're going to settle down now to about 220. You had said, I said 225 to 240, you said 200. They got 400,000. You got 395,000.
387 or something.
387. Like I think it was like 395. But they went up. In the Friday night late time slot on this station, they went up. So good for them. That's a good sign. Hey, again, if the place is successful, all I want it to be is not a shitty product that's that turns us that breaks even and gives guys a place to work.
Yeah.
Like, that's my only hopes for TNA. The idea of them ever giving me an alternative, a true alternative, no, that's done.
Yeah.
And I don't need it anymore because I have Lucha Underground, fucking ROH, and New Japan, and like all this shit out there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
NXT, maybe the best alternative.
Yeah.
you know, so, but, I mean, good for them. But nevertheless, I listen to her and she's sitting there, she talks about it and she goes, well, you know what? I don't think people want the same things. We're going to evolve our product and I'm going to come back here and I'm not going to say too much, but I'm going to come back here and talk to you in about a year's time or a few months' time and tell me what it is. But we're going to evolve our product from what it has been. It's going to be different. It's going to be... I just think what I think that people really want is people really want that behind-the-scenes look, that real-life stuff. That's what they really are interested in. They want to know who's dating who and why is it this person doesn't like this person. And all that real life back behind the scenes stuff.
So what
that's what people are craving. I think that's what the company needs to become and the product needs to become.
So she started the podcast by looking at Jim Ross and saying, Jim, can I be honest with you?
Exactly. No, seriously. I'm listening to this and I know that Russo just showed up at some independent where he's a performer.
Yeah, apparently a manager or something.
Yeah, he's managing, like, I can't remember who, but some local guy or whatever. But,
yeah.
But I listen to this and I'm like...
Some fuck.
I think if Russo isn't there, his influence still is. And because I think he is.
He's there.
And Dixie is... I'm listening to this and I'm like, Dixie, you moron.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't give a fuck who's dating who. I didn't care when Velvet Sky was dating Hurricane Helms and then Chris Sabin and then Bully Ray. Doesn't matter to me. People watching New Japan, I don't care. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier just had this massive pay-per-view on UFC.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck they're dating. John Jones is married with a kid. I don't know what his wife looks like. I have no clue. I don't care. That's not what the interest is in the match.
I love the cocaine.
What it is it's about... The title meaning something, it's all you need is you need a personal issue or professional issue. If it's for the title, it's a professional issue. Or just to show who's best. That can be a professional issue, but it's an issue. If it's a personal issue, it's I don't like you because you disrespected me.
Yeah.
Because you know.
I understand.
Whatever, that's
actually,
all it needs to be. It doesn't need to be a fucking soap opera. And it doesn't need...
No.
This stuff, this is you listening to... This idea that she's still... And she's got to be on the fucking internet trolling all the fucking news sites and the Twitter and these fucking podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid podcasts for wrestling,
huh?
She's listening to all these things or something. And she's thinking the internet wrestling community...
No thinking.
The internet wrestling community is so big and massive and represents what your average fan wants. People that listen to us... They're great, but they are not the average fan. They're more hardcore fan. They're not... This is not what the average fan wants. Again, you're looking at maybe 5% of your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, on TNA, it might be up to like 20%. WWE, it's maybe 5%.
Well, 20%. Well, you gotta remember, half the people that have the WWE network watch TNA.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, you figure...
You think they're up to 800,000? No, they will be with the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I figure 70,000. Yeah, so about that. Right?
Yeah,
so
400,000.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, no, this isn't what people want. Just because this isn't what...
What did Jim Ross call it?
And if they do want it, no. He just went, you know what he said was he goes, yeah, well, you know what I've seen is in the past on when I see somebody out there, the people do want to know about the personalities. They want to know. And you know, it's a 2-minute video package telling me who somebody is.
Yeah.
That's all I need, which is basically what UFC does before every fight.
Right.
Like a 2-minute package on the guy. And she goes, yes, it's like those 2-minute packages. It's like the Olympics. You know, on the Olympic site, you don't know any of these people, but you'll see a video package right beforehand. You learn all about their life and their struggle to get there, and you really care about them. Like that. And Jim Ross is like, yeah.
Well, it is like that. They just don't do that.
They don't do that. And yeah. What she's talking about is not that.
No.
Talking about this backstage stuff and trying to put this reality in, if people want that, they'll go to that. But tell the truth, reality TV is on TV now because it's cheap.
You know, not
because it's popular like it used to be. It used to be really popular.
Yeah.
Now it's cheap way to fill the hours, and that's easy enough.
And even that, she is just
totally misreading.
Even that, it's not cheap enough.
No,
right?
No, she's completely misreading what people want.
I mean,
she's thinking that the
speaking of misreading,
she's fucking. I hate her.
Speaking of misreading, you know who's also not a fan is Josh Matthews.
Yeah, man. What was it? His issue with Jim Ross? Do you understand
He thought Jim Ross was coming in.
Something
Jim Ross was coming to take his job.
He heard something in the podcast that made him think that? No, I don't think they were saying something.
I don't know how it happened, but Jim Ross was saying something, and he just started snapping about move over old man or what.
Fuck off, Matthews.
I know.
Loser?
Yeah. Fucking Josh Matthews is, yeah.
That's what you need. Yeah,
who the fuck is Josh Matthews?
Nobody will ever care about Josh Matthews.
Yeah,
Matthew,
including his mother.
Yeah, whereas everybody loves JR.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Prick and a half. Hey, you want to go to Fan Access?
Sure.
Okay. When do you want to go?
Well, what do we got going on here?
We got this, and we got the Observer Awards.
Okay. Well, did they finally come out?
Yeah. So okay. That's what we're gonna do.
And we got
totally live and only on pay per view.
Okay, well, what about the question from Battle Farts?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
But,
and then there was that other question from Snails.
Who?
Snails. He's asking us who are the strongest wrestlers we've ever seen.
Oh. I don't know.
No, who do you think are the strongest guys you ever saw in the ring?
Ted Arcidi.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Mark Henry.
Yeah, obviously Mark Henry.
Cesaro.
He's like, I think he was saying something like he thinks John Cena is really strong. You know, who do we think are the strongest guys he's ever seen? I'm like, yeah, Cesaro's strong.
Cesaro is very strong.
There's a lot of the strongest guys we've probably ever seen are right now. Because Cesaro's extremely strong.
Langston.
Langston's extremely strong.
Langston.
Rusev is extremely strong. sorry, that was the chili dog.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of very powerful guys right now. Obviously, you get your giants, like your Big Shows and whatever, they're strong.
Nah.
They're very strong.
Sure, of course. But
because they're big.
Thinking about powerhouses, right? I mean, it's, yeah.
I mean, then you got your guys, the people, like a guy like Goldberg was never in a world strongest man competition, but I know he was incredibly powerful. Ted Arcidi, you mentioned, Bill Kazmaier. Guys were... But they were so slow, they didn't seem explosive, didn't seem strong like a guy like Goldberg.
Doug Furness.
Doug Furness and Steve Williams.
Yeah.
Danny
Hodge.
Danny Hodge in a different way.
Yeah.
Like ligament strength and grip strength. And
grip, being able to, bend a friggin' frying pan.
Exactly. The guy who I think that people don't realize...
Brock.
Well, Brock's got to be up there. I was going to say, and this would have been, what a dream match this would have been, Vader versus Brock.
Yeah.
Imagine how awesome that would have been.
Vader
back in his day,
Vader.
Fucking serious monster.
Yeah.
Like strong as any of these guys.
10 years apart, really, they came. Because it was like, you think of Royal Rumble 93, or Royal Rumble 2000.
Well, the Vader of 2000,
Vader of 92. 93, right?
Yeah, 92, 93 versus the Brock of 2003.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck, like, or even 94 and 2004, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah, I mean, Vader to me is somebody people don't think of, but I think he could have been the strongest ever.
Vader should go in the Hall of Fame, too.
He should definitely go in the Hall of Fame this year.
I don't know about this year. We'll put Bundy in first. For, you know, if we're talking about people.
You know what? Bundy should actually.
If we're talking about people that look like you, I think Bundy goes in before Vader.
Bundy should. I have more hair than these guys. Not for long, but. Good looking.
Well, Vader. Vader grew his hair out for a bit there.
Yeah, no, I think Bundy should definitely go in. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys who's missing from the 80s.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, you know?
Yeah.
But, What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the strong guys. Yeah, that's
it. Stud is in, right?
Big John Stud went in the same year as Heenan when they brought back kid, in 20.
Because his kid were, or something like that, was accepted the induction.
Yeah, both his kid and JVD's kid inducted, right?
Yeah.
Or accepted, rather. Yeah. But yeah, that's...
Okay.
Superstar Billy cool. Graham.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I don't know.
Ken Patera.
Yeah, definitely Patera.
Yeah.
Well, definitely Patera. But some of these muscle guys, like Cena's a muscle guy. You know, I don't know how strong or how powerful, you know, a guy like Ivan Putski or Superstar Graham was.
Yeah, just
I think Bruno even was a...
Bruno would have to be up there. And it's guys kind of like this that I want to, you know, like the Doug Furnaces that people don't know about or think about. That it's kind of like, you know, like I remember watching a match where it was Furnace LaFon, though at the time I think it was going by Crawford, in New Japan versus the British Bulldogs.
Yeah,
and watching this, and it was Davey Boy Smith in there against Furnace, and Davey Boy Smith about the same height. Davey Boy's a little thicker, and you know how strong he was, and blah blah blah. And in the match, it's like they're back; they're the two powerhouses, and they're both they get the upper hand on each other, and you're like, this is good working, because as powerful as Smith was, he was not even close to Furnace's class. Yeah. But the way this is coming across, it's like he's just as powerful or maybe slightly more powerful than Furnace.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, but that, again, that's where, like, people don't realize, you know, necessarily who was. Like, a guy like, again, like, nobody talks about Sid as being one of the most powerful guys ever, even though he was, you know, a huge, strong guy.
That's true.
But, I mean, he wouldn't talk about him.
Well, you, not on his own, but you put a squeegee in his hand.
Very powerful.
And just, you know.
It was the same thing with Kane. He had one. He has one of the best bench presses, but overall strength. Like, it's more than just the bench press.
Yeah.
Like, when we're talking about the guys we're talking about, most of them could do, they could do multiple different types of reps.
You talk about strength. A guy like a Great Khali, right? Yeah. You think a Great Khali, it's not powerful. But then you smell him. And you realize that's powerful.
And he was a national bodybuilding champion before he got to the WWE. He was old when he got.
Yeah. And, he was old, he was experienced, right? I mean, I don't think there's a single guy on the roster right now that's killed someone. Is there?
Snook account?
No, he's not on the roster, he's under a Legends contract.
Okay.
So, you know.
So he could be suspended?
He could be suspended.
Yeah.
But then he could come on Raw and tell us all how he created everything that was awesome.
Kevin Nash.
Awesome.
And you know, Kevin Nash, yeah. Well, he used that chokeslam on his son, remember?
That's true.
Chokeslam, I assume, was created, probably that move was invented by Ed Strangler Lewis.
I believe. Good friend of his son. Good friend of his son. Yeah. Good friend of his son.
Okay, so let's go to Fan Access.
Fan Access. Well, see, you come in on Friday, I believe.
Well, when are you going to be there? We don't get the...
I'm there like the week before. But that's
you're there, yeah. But you're not in San Francisco. Are you in San Francisco at that time? Like, you're not staying at our hotel.
No,
you don't get those tickets until the Friday.
Not the whole time. Exactly. The
Fan Access starts on Thursday.
Let's go WrestleMania.
But we don't get our tickets to the hotel. Like, we have no place to stay. So.
The Marriott.
Woo!
Yeah. So yeah, check in Friday, March 27th, right? So.
Oh wait, no. That's when the Fan Access starts, isn't it? Or does it start?
We got it here, Thursday, March 26th.
Okay, so we're, yeah, we can't.
And that would have been the one with Flair, Hogan, and Roman Reigns. So you know what that means is that Flair is just doing this appearance, and then Flair is going to be at the Marriott all weekend, as are we.
Yeah, good point.
So we're going to do kamikazes. You're going to have to pay his bar tab.
I don't have that kind of money.
I may volunteer you.
Actually, you know what? I'd go into debt.
I may
to
have.
Sit there and pay his bar tab and just talk to him. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
I'll fucking buy drinks for you all night, dude.
Okay,
I don't care.
Well,
I got a big line of credit.
Okay, I may have already tweeted him.
And what did he respond with?
Woo,
woo! By God, there, woo!
So Sunday, the day of WrestleMania, we have to go. It's Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, and then to be announced.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to that
one. Some people are one of the Dudleys.
Yeah. And then Saturday, March 28th, we're going to the Hall of Fame, so we're not going to... And imagine the Slim Pickens at that fucking event. Let's just look. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
both have to miss the Hall of Fame.
Do they? I guess they do. Yeah, you're right. They do. They have to miss the Hall of Fame because they're going to be there.
Miss the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But we can go earlier in the day to Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. Or we can go in the morning to Sting and Daniel Bryan.
Sting and Daniel Bryan.
But then we have to get up early.
That's true.
Yeah, because that's at 8 a.m. We're in walking distance, though.
That's true. That's true. It's at the McEnergy Convention Center.
The Friday is John Cena and Triple H, so we could give a fuck about that. Right? Friday evening?
Well, yeah, so this is...
Plus, it's premium VIP. I don't think you can even get in.
Well, you can get in. You just can't go see John Cena and Triple H.
And we can't go see Sting, but we can see Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Or if we go the next day, we can see Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Right. So that's tough. No, that's just later in the afternoon. That's the afternoon.
Well, yeah, but whatever. The point is, if we go to that one, you can see. So would you rather see Daniel Bryan or Wyatt and Orton?
Here's a question. How far is the Hall of Fame from this?
The question is, to me, I'm not an autograph guy. Getting a picture with somebody's all right.
Yeah.
But to me, but if it's a huge lineup, it's not worth it. It's like, right. It's about the other activities.
Yes.
Like, what else is there to do? It used to be you could call a match, and yeah. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
You would be Heenan. I will be Gorilla.
Right. You're going to lose some weight?
He was a 400 pounder.
440.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I'm not going to lose some weight.
Oh. Okay. We could still pretend.
So the point being that we got the fan access, stuff.
I forgot to
say. There's going to be NXT matches.
Right.
There's going to be memorabilia and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. There'll be the Hall of Fame stuff. There'll be that big Andre the Giant statue.
Just type in on the Google here. What's at WWE Fan Access?
Type in at the Google here.
What's at the Fan Access?
What's going to happen?
At the Fan Access. Like, so let's see what other events might be there. Okay. Like, if there's anything fun to do.
Let's go. WWE.
Because remember what was at the Royal Rumble one that we tried to go to?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got
of course, this won't be rained out. Well, yeah. It might be, actually. It's San Francisco. I hope it's inside.
And also...
events. Well, is that the tour? Is that showing us what's going
on?
No,
that's WrestleMania 25.
Holy fuck.
Let's just see.
We'll just try once. Oh, fuck. I'll do it. You obviously can't do anything right.
Here it is. No, that's not it.
I know. That's not fucking it. I told you. You can't do anything right.
Oh, here we go. No, that's not it. That's not it.
That it? Is that? How about that? Is that it?
That's it.
What does it say?
I don't know. You gotta click on it. We're on the Facebook.
Do at WWE Fan Access.
Bitches.
WrestleMania Access Attractions.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. No, fuck! This is last year, but... it was the main event. There's more live matches than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
They
got Stars Galore.
Superstar signings and legend signings.
Legend signings.
There's...
like the Legends
WrestleMania Superstar Challenge. Watch your favorite WWE superstars, divas, and legends go head-to-head in a 16-person single-elimination WWE 2K15 tournament.
Yeah, that shit.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
There's there's the clothes and stuff.
Yeah, there's the entrance. We can act out their favorite superstar ring entrances.
Being that ring. I would do.
Yeah, and download their experience at home to show up to their friends.
That, absolutely.
Yeah. Autograph.
Get in the ring. Q&As.
30 years of WrestleMania memorabilia. Superstar. Some fucking stupid... oh, the sumo challenge. Remember Jack Swagger was supposed to do a sumo challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Slam City.
You know what I just found out from Vader?
Huh.
Was talking about this.
It's time.
Apparently sumo wrestling also a work.
Oh. Rise above hate. Climbing wall.
So what else?
C-Nation Trivia and...
Kaboom Imagination Playground?
It's not no JVC Kaboom Box, I'll tell you that much. C Nation trivia and audio booth. Test your trivia knowledge for a chance to win great prizes.
Oh.
Fuck, do they have enough prizes?
Not against you. They are fucked. They are fucked.
And we can watch the network.
That'd be the funniest thing. To just sit there and do what you do.
Just grab a chair and sit down.
Be like, put on Tuesday Night Titans.
1997 Raws. let's see here. Money in the Bank. Here's your chance to grab the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Universe Open Casting Call.
What's that?
Well, you're auditioning for a role in WWE Studios' upcoming film.
Oh,
this is great.
So we're gonna have, so the question is there enough? Is there enough? You know what shit
else they have?
Do?
You know what else they have? An information desk.
Oh,
wow.
What will they have there?
Fruity Pebbles. So I don't see the whole call a match thing, but who knows?
And I don't see Fruity Pebbles. Yeah.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles right there.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. Thank God. I'll get hungry.
Stop by the Fruity Pebbles volcano. Yeah, it's exactly the same thing they had there.
I get hungry.
Yeah. Party City shows you how to throw the ultimate birthday bash. Stack down building set. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a lot of this shit is for like kids. Like 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
So the question is, are we going to be, if we're not getting autographs and pictures and this big lineup for fucking people, and it will be.
Yeah.
Are we going to have enough stuff to do? That's the question. To me, actually, the Q&As, I hope they have those. If they have Q&As and matches going on all the time, that'll be enough for me. I'll like be... You know.
Yeah. Okay, here's last year's signing schedule.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you have the signs. But when they talk about Daniel Bryan, that's your headliner. No, he's not the only guy signed.
Exactly. I was just about to say, like, here you go, like, from last year, right? The first day, the Thursday. But let's go to the Friday. It's like Big E, Trish Stratus, you know, Miz, Wyatt Family, Steamboat, you know, all these sort of Foley, you know, Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be, is he going to be there?
It was his last year. Oh. But I mean, so there'll be lots of... So we'll see, here's your VIP.
But will he be there?
Here's your VIP things, right? Like your...
Oh, yeah.
Randy
yeah.
Orton, Bret Hart.
Okay, so these are just your regular signings.
So
okay.
I might have to get a ticket for...
For Shawn Michaels.
I might have to buy a VIP ticket.
Like some of these guys, like... Okay, go back up, though. Go back up the thing here. Because, I mean, Daniel Bryan is there, you know, and is sold out...
Well, this is last year.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, is he not listed still anywhere else?
Because
I thought I saw Big Show both down there and...
Down where? Down there. No, I don't see him.
Okay. So we...
Oh, there it is, Sunday, Big Show.
So yeah, so, and Daniel Bryan, I thought I saw him also twice, so... Like, I don't know that that's your only chance to get the autograph.
It'd be a guaranteed chance, I guess, probably.
It's your guaranteed chance.
So.
The other thing is to find somebody and pay somebody to go get it for you.
That's true.
You know.
That's
somebody
true.
Will do that.
Yeah. Or you could just forge it.
Your sister is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
You know what you should forge it on?
Huh.
One of those tin foils you put around pies?
But anyway, so that's the... So okay, we getting back to this. When do we want to go to Axe? We still have to pick our fucking time when we want to go to Axe.
So I would say...
Do we want to say Saturday morning again? Or do you want to say Saturday afternoon?
I mean, Saturday afternoon if we want to get some sleep, which we might want to do. But, I mean, we're only there for a little while. Fuck sleep. I'll sleep when I'm at work.
Yeah. But I'm
thinking, this is way more important.
I'm thinking, okay, we work. Got, what we got, we got Friday night, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an option, again, because we'll be there.
Just we'll be there, out. And we'll that is the only there. Night I believe there's, that night I believe ROH, I think it's the Glory by Honor event, I think it is.
Hmm. Let's look.
ROH WrestleMania event. Yeah, something like that. I think that's Friday night, and it's in, if I remember correctly, in Redwood.
Grizzly Redwood? Supercard of Honor.
Oh, Supercard of Honor. What'd I say?
I don't know.
Honor of Supercard?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening to you.
You never are, you fuck. ROH is live in Philadelphia
Yeah, they're doing this weekend event.
Yeah, that's smart. I hate actually that WWE is trying to choke out these small companies like
Tristan Nash. Friday.
They're trying to cripple them.
Super Court of Honor. Yeah, it's at Redwood City.
Yeah, Redwood City. That's it.
So,
yeah, not too far. From what I understand.
Okay, so let's just do Saturday morning then.
Saturday morning, yeah. I mean, the thing is, it'd probably be less people there Saturday morning than afternoon, right?
I'm just curious this.
So, to me, that's part of it, is it would be less crowded.
Let me just see here. Let's go.
Oh, that chili dog is getting to me. And probably you.
Oh, yeah. Maps, that's what I'm looking for. I just want to see, I'll go to, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, what is that?
Where do I get directions?
Oh, you're trying to find, I mean, I saw it before. It's not crazy.
No, I want to know, I know that, I don't care about that right now. I want to know, where do I get directions?
Oh, that feels better.
Directions.
Where do you get directions for what?
I'm trying.
You know what I'd like to go to is a, I never had a, because we're in Canada.
What's the SEC,
what?
Arena.
Yeah, SEC Arena. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Santa Clara.
San Jose, California. Yeah, right? Okay. SAP Santa Center, Clara. Not SEC, SAP Center.
Yeah, SAP and Santa Clara
and
Street.
We're gonna say San Jose, I want to know the convention center. Because that's where the...
Oh, you're saying it may not be...
I want to know if this San Jose Convention Center...
is nearby the...
Is nearby where the Hall of Fame is. Because if we're going, I want to maximize our...
Well, do we want to do this on the air for people to listen? Is this good radio?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's 18-minute walk.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going with me.
It's a 40-minute walk. So you're going to go at 8 a.m. then. I just thought if it was like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got the time there, but all right.
Okay, so we're going to the 8 a.m. Okay, submit, and they'll do their best to get us.
Yeah, they will do their...
So that's it, folks. So let's look at the Observer stuff.
Our submission has been received. So just so everybody knows, we're going to be at Fan Access at 8 a.m., on Saturday and Sunday of WrestleMania weekend.
So look for us.
Yeah. He'll be the fat guy.
And we'll be wearing We Talk Wrestling gear.
What?
We gotta get some of that shit. And we got a logo and stuff now. We gotta start putting it in the show when we're tagging it. We gotta put it on the website and put it on all the shows.
What?
It's a nice, remember that championship belt this guy made a graphic artist design for it?
Really?
Yes!
Huh. We should use that.
Fuck, that's what I'm saying. So we got to get some gear. We got to get some hats. You know what? I'm on it. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow about getting some shit.
Don't touch me.
But it will only take about 2-3 weeks to come.
Like your mom.
She takes you that long? Mm-hmm. I can do it to her much quicker.
Just to get warmed up. Okay, the Observer Awards.
In his mouth.
The wrestler
of the year. A little boy.
The wrestler of the year. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Who?
Nakamura.
I believe it's called Shinsei.
I think it's Steve.
I think it's
Shane Nakamura is the wrestler of the year in the Observer Award. Number two, my wrestler of the year, AJ Styles. And then Tanahashi, Okada, then Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, who missed the last 8-9 months.
Yes. And then Rush, Ricochet, John Cena still getting his fucking thing. And then Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar.
Interesting.
Yes. And then also, this black guy here, what's his name? Negro Casas was an honorable
mention. I don't know that he's black.
Oh.
He's Mexican.
Oh.
So tell people the mixed martial artist most valuable, because that's the next most important award. No, they don't care.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
We can do wrestling.
Most outstanding wrestler was AJ Styles.
Oh, good.
Followed by my new favorite wrestler.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Tomohiro
Ishii. He's fucking awesome.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, and right behind him, super close.
Nakamura.
Yeah.
And then Okada, and then Tanahashi, and then Ricochet, and then Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn's the top-rated WWE guy. And you know what? Yeah. I think probably well-deserved.
Yeah. Shibata, Cassius, and Seth Rollins. The only other guy, my boy, D. Bryan, makes a list at
the honorable mention.
And Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Kota Ibushi, and Naito.
I'm kind of surprised Adam Cole is not doing better in this stuff. But okay. Yeah. It's dominated, obviously, by the New Japan stars. And deservedly so, as far as in-ring action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beck's box office draw. Ronda Rousey beats John Cena. And Tanahashi and Nakamura, Brock Lesnar.
Tell you the truth, Tanahashi and Mark, I mean, they're not... Like, they're successful and they're making money. They have draw good houses. But they're... Like, this Wrestle Kingdom? Not the pay-per-view draw in Japan that they had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, they're not really on television. Like, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's not like the business is... It's a success. They're profitable. But are they on fire to the audience that goes? Yeah. To, like, break through mainstream? No.
Yeah.
So when you hear that, well, I'll tell you the truth, I don't think any of these guys, I don't know if they necessarily deserve to be that high.
Yeah.
So.
Feud of the year, number two, was Daniel Bryan and The Authority underneath of Jon Jones and Cormier. Rush and Nego Casas, number three.
They shouldn't even have MMA feuds in here. Like, it's, you know.
Neville and Zayn, though, made six. The Shield and the Wyatt family made number
eight. I think Neville and Zayn is definitely deserving that. Yeah. Shield and the Wyatt family, okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That was a great feud early in the year.
And my boy D. Bryan versus The Authority.
And Ishii versus Naito.
Yes.
That's great.
Great guy.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're both great.
Tag team of
the guy, I'll introduce you to him a little more. Okay, tag team.
Yeah, the Young Bucks.
Ah, my boys.
Yeah. And then Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly.
I can't deny either one of these. They're awesome.
And then T-Hawk and Alita. I don't know what the hell that is.
I'm not at all familiar with them.
Yeah.
So they must be good if a very small percentage of the people know who
T-Hawk,
they are and are voting for them.
I don't know T-Hawk, but Ita there isn't... she left Matt Hardy for Edge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hall of Famer.
Did you see that's the newest rivalry?
Trish and...
Matt
and Lita? Or
Matt and Edge. Last time it was the Hardys versus Edge and Christian. Yeah. Now it's Edge versus...
Matt.
I'm like, what's going to be different? So yeah, they say, yeah, when backstage... Like, and they couldn't have talked to Matt, I don't think.
Well, they have Matt footage. They do have Matt footage.
Yeah, but...
Especially about it. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, I understand the executive producer on that one is Dixie Carter. Usos number four, Shelley and Kushida six.
Goldust and Stardust. So I don't know how anybody would vote for them. Just
three people did.
Almost more than three. Three first place votes.
That's right. Yep. So they voted for them.
Yeah, 100 total points. Harper and Rowan, I would have voted for ahead of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Edwards and Richards is on there too.
Wolves.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Most improved.
I'm really glad that the Young Bucks won that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Most improved. Rusev. Well deserving.
I think so.
Tell you the truth, number two is also well deserving. Actually, no, so is number three.
Yeah.
Like those top three, it's Rusev, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
And all of them improved a lot.
Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, I don't know about...
I don't think either one of them have... Rowan has improved, but he's still not that good.
No.
He's decent, though. I mean, he got fucked in this... he's not in the Royal Rumble because they had this gimmick on Friday Night SmackDown here coming up that...
Wednesday Night SmackDown.
Actually, Thursday night, but Wednesday night for us. But yeah, the gimmick is that even though they're back, they're rehired... Mm-hmm. They had to win their matches to get in the Royal Rumble. And in order for the stipulation to mean something, one of them had to lose. And it wasn't going to be Ziggler or Ryback, so it was him. So it's just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
But Lashley saying improved, yeah, I'll go with that too. Hanma, awesome.
Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
Ethan Carter, I think, deserves to be higher on the list.
Yeah, I think so. He's kind of, again, you're in TNA, so.
And number 10.
Well, that, I don't know that he's improved. He's just always probably being... Like, he's just, you know.
How can he do better?
And Seth Rollins is also on there.
Do you think...
is Seth Rollins better? Probably not. He's just getting more...
He's more exposure, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what it is.
Charlotte, do you think she's improved because...
Nikki Bella has votes. Jay Lethal has votes.
Nikki Bella has 89 votes.
Yeah, more than Roman Reigns.
Tyler Breeze has votes.
Wow.
Do you think Charlotte got all those from Bram? Her improvement tips?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. What else?
She's married to Bram.
She married Bram?
Yeah.
From the guy who used to be in Ascension?
The Ascension, yeah.
And now is in TNA, or is he still?
I don't know.
Married to him?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Best on interviews.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman. Shocking.
So they must have gotten married, what, Massachusetts? Same-sex marriage? Is that where it's...
I think it's legal in lots of places.
Now. Okay, good, good.
Lots of places.
Best on interviews, Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, Hunter McGregor, Jay Briscoe.
No. I like Jay Briscoe, but not that odd.
She.
Facing Stephanie, fuck off. Lick my ball sack. Dumb. Who's voting for this?
Yeah.
Morons. Adam Cole, though, for sure.
Adam Cole is great. Dean Ambrose, I think, yeah.
Wyatt.
No.
Wyatt,
no.
You know what? But if you were voting the first 4 months of the year, it was head-to-head. It was Wyatt Heyman. Like,
yeah.
It was neck-to-neck.
When Wyatt had a purpose.
Yeah, for those first 4 months, like, up until he jobbed out to Cena, the match he never should have lost.
Yeah.
You know? At WrestleMania.
Yeah. And when that stupid, and then he got the fucking kid singing or whatever in the cage.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. And then Anal Backwards is number 10.
Lana. It's showing how bad the promos are now.
Yeah.
Scripting shit. And
Yeah.
Nobody can do that good. Most charismatic, yeah. Shinsei Nakamura, for sure.
Shane Nakamura.
Gregory Nakamura.
Shane.
Oh, Gregory.
Shane Nakamura.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Tanahashi. Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. Ahead of Cena. Sami Zayn right behind them.
Yeah. And
Dean Ambrose. Sami Zayn ahead of Lesnar and ahead of Ambrose. Yeah, I mean, even ahead of Ronda Rousey, if you're going to look at it that way. Like, he's on NXT. He's not coming up anytime soon.
Nope.
But, like the fact that he's doing it in front of when he's such a small audience watching him. Like, suppose everybody who watches
if he could consistently do it, it reminds me a lot of Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Stunning Steve, right?
Yeah.
Stunning Steve was winning these awards and not winning the awards, I should say, but getting in...
Recognized.
Yeah, like in the Sami Zayn spot, in like
a
5-6 spot, right? And then, boom. So...
Well, again, it's... I suppose everybody who reads this probably does have the network, so...
Yeah.
It is a bigger, percentage.
Quiet.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's cool. All right, so who else we got down there?
Best technical wrestler. Zack Sabre Jr.
And I've heard he's great. I got to see some of them.
I don't know what that is.
Kyle O'Reilly. Really? Wow. Nice, I like that. Yeah, he's impressed me.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
Tanahashi.
Daniel Bryan.
I mean, when you consider how he's been injured the whole time, like he's really high.
But he is great. But he's on reputation, too.
Yeah, exactly. But deservedly.
Nakamura. Then Cesaro.
That's the first time we've seen Cesaro.
Yeah. And then Okada. And then somebody named Timothy Thatcher. And then Minoru Suzuki.
Again, I've heard the name Thatcher and I can't remember where from.
Les.
No.
Les Thatcher.
Timothy Thatcher.
Heartland Wrestling.
Well, yeah, I knew that too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's his son. He's 64.
So, Monsoon would call him what?
Youngster, of course.
That's right.
Youngster. Bruiser Brody Award, deservedly so, to my man, Tomohiro Ishii.
Yes, for best brawler.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then Shibata, and then Ambrose, then Steam, Briscoe. Like, this is perfect.
Makabe, yeah.
Lesnar, Harper, Goto. Yes, yeah, this is Suzuki. This was a perfect list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best flyers. Ricochet, then
Ibushi.
Kota Ibushi.
Who we saw against Nakamura there.
Yeah.
Flamita.
Hmm.
Adrian Neville, ACH, Phoenix, one of the stars there, and also Arrow Star, the next one there, and Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and then Rick Titan.
Yep. a ring tie. I don't think so. I think it's just tight.
Oh,
a Sami Zayn and Arata. Ricochet, Def. I think this is probably a pretty good list.
Yeah, Phoenix. I thought Phoenix was the best flyer. That was a couple of years ago.
That was what Teddy Hart said.
Conan.
You're Conan's right. Conan said. Yeah.
So let's see who else we got. Most overrated. Oh hell yeah.
Oh, Kane.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Yeah. Randy Orton. Big Show. We finally have reached the category where WWE is a dominator.
Yes.
First time.
Ryback.
And then Michael Elgin.
Yes.
Kind of surprised by that.
No, I'm not. Bray Wyatt. That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Takahashi.
Cena.
And Batista.
Interesting. See some of those honorable mentions. The Miz, Triple H, Brock Lesnar.
The Ascension.
And Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah. Kane.
Kane, is this the only time he's won?
No, it's his the only category that came down to the final ballot.
Wow.
Him and,
Close between him and
Roman Reigns.
I don't know that Reigns is even most overrated. I would say that, I don't think that Kane is necessarily either, but Reigns especially. I don't think Reigns is overrated. I think he's overpushed. There's a difference. I don't think know the difference between overpushed and overrated. And tell you the truth, they should probably create a new category for it.
That's true. Kane also won the award in 2010.
I mean, overrated is the people think is great that isn't. Overpushed is the person that they are pushing that doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, like Randy Orton in this case.
Yeah.
Out of this list, right? Yeah. Nobody thinks Kane is good.
No, exactly. So he's not the most overrated because he'd have to be rated first.
Yeah. Most underrated.
Yeah, this should be Cesaro, right?
Cesaro.
Yeah, I think we knew that Cesaro owned this.
Yeah, Hanma, Tyson Kidd.
Didn't Cesaro's... he win it a couple of years ago, or was he just right up there?
He's up there. Cesaro's tag team partner.
Masters of the WWE Universe.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's. I've heard that, but through the ICW. I don't know if WWE is referring to that as. It might just be the ICW. You know, the huge. Everybody loves calling the internet wrestling community internet community IWC. I'm sorry.
Oh,
IWC.
That's dumb.
I know.
Yeah,
fucking idiots. But yeah, Zayn is on there. Ziggler,
Zane, Ambrose, Nagata, Chris Hero, Shibata, and Austin Aries.
I don't have a lot of problem with that list. I think that's a good one there.
Tyson Kidd was sixth last year.
Okay.
A previous winner in 2012.
Okay, I thought he did win it once. Yeah,
in 2012. So
yeah, and last year he was sixth, but he was injured for
quite a bit.
Yeah.
Promotion of the year is New Japan. I'm surprised by a landslide.
It's not even close.
Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, UFC, CMLL.
Wow.
WWE.
I wonder when was the last time WWE was all the way down to sixth. I mean, I know they rarely win, but I don't think that they're usually that low.
Yeah. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, AAA, Bellator, and DDT.
Honorable mention, Lucha Underground. So do you notice the name that is not, is conspicuous by its absence?
Yeah. There seems to be some action, but it never stops.
And it's not there.
Nope. Are they still in business?
Yeah. Ratings are going up. We'll see if that lasts. I still expect them to settle down to 225, but I hope they don't. But I expect it.
Just having a look here to see. 2000 was the last time the World Wrestling Federation won the award.
Wow. See? Yeah. But how long are they, how often are they usually that far down?
Oh, I don't
know. Oh, they really suck though right now. It's just
the heat. It's just the heat. Alright. Best weekly show, NXT.
I thought I was going to say ours. Huh? I thought I was going to say We Talk Wrestling.
That's number three, actually. It goes NXT, Ring of Honor, We Talk Wrestling, Lucha Underground, Dragon Gate Infinity. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Is that in Japan?
Dragon Gate Infinity, I think it's an internet show.
Okay. Ultimate Fighter.
Somebody voted for Raw?
Two people.
Two people gave it first place votes.
New Japan World Pro Wrestling.
TNA Impact, SmackDown, main event.
Impact beat SmackDown.
Yeah. WWE's 6, 9, and 10. And number 1. But it isn't then. Because it's NXT.
It's NXT, yeah.
Yeah. And I, again, no problem with that list.
Hey, guess how long...
If I was to list mine, I would go NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground.
Guess how long the top 5 shows are.
An hour?
1 hour.
And an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a fucking coincidence.
Yeah. Pro Wrestling Match of the Year. AJ Styles versus Minoru Suzuki.
Okay.
Okada versus Nakamura.
Okay.
Tanahashi.
That can't have been the New Japan show. No, that was in August.
No. Tanahashi and Shibata.
Okay.
Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero. Well,
that was that mask versus mask. Yes. I have to actually watch that.
Ishii and Goto.
That was so great.
The Shield versus the Wyatts.
That was also great. I think that was the Raw match, wasn't it?
No, I think that was
the pay-per-view match.
That was the Way Out or whatever.
Both of them were great.
The Chamber. That was the Chamber match.
Yeah.
Then we go on
Shibata and Anma. I haven't seen that one yet. I gotta watch that.
Bryan and Triple H from Mania.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So that makes that the second best WWE match of the year.
Apparently.
I didn't think it was that good a match. It was fair. It was like 3.5 stars.
Charlotte versus Natalya didn't make this list.
No, it was a much better match.
Ishii and Naito. And
I can probably list you. I would say I could list you Cesaro versus Zayn. Zayn versus Breeze. I can list you Neville versus Kid.
Yeah.
I can list you a whole bunch of NXT matches better than that. And I can list you a few more WWE matches that are better than that. Ziggler had a great match with Cesaro. And
honorable mention goes... The top honorable mention was the Lesnar-Cena SummerSlam squash.
Yeah, that was better than the Triple H Bryan.
And the three-way with Bryan, Batista, and Orton.
No. No.
And I think that's...
It was the moment, because we love seeing him hold the belt. But
that's the only WWE...
Well, there's no... I see Sami Zayn versus...
Where?
Cesaro versus Zayn from the first NXT takeovers there. Below you. Below. Go down one more line. One more right there.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. So, I mean, you have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all right. So, what else?
You have the Puma versus Johnny Mundo match for the first Lucha Underground.
Rookie of the Year.
Well.
Dragon Lee. Moose.
Alexa Bliss. Interesting.
Kachoro, Australian Suicide. Oh, that's lovely. Ashley Remington, Chris Melendez. Isn't that one-legged fucking TNA?
Yeah, it's that one-legged fucking TNA. We'll see who's there. There's that guy that he's on NXT. He's a former... He was on the Olympic team for the USA. We'll see if he...
Yeah.
He's probably the guy most likely in NXT, I would say, to make it next year.
Let's look at some of the past winners.
You see that they... The Lucha Dragons lost the belts.
To who?
To who the hell? What the hell's the
name? I haven't read any of these.
Murphy
spoilers.
And...
Let's do that.
What's this? Is it Murphy and... What's his name?
Oh, it's Murphy and Water, right? The Beds? Wesley?
Yeah.
Wesley Blake?
Wesley Blake and something Murphy. Yeah. Remember how we were mentioning we like them. They look like a team. They have, you know.
Yeah.
NXT tapings 2015. Is that it?
Because it's the only.
Well, let's finish the awards and then do this.
Fine.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah. For the next 3 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So if you don't want spoilers,
be happy to.
Because we're almost through it.
Okay. Best non-wrestler: Heyman.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Fuck her.
Anal backwards.
Yeah.
Bruce Tharp.
Nope.
What's that?
I don't know what a Bruce Tharp is.
Dario Cueto. That's the Lucha
Conan. Yes, Conan.
Conan, yeah.
So good in Lucha
Underground. Gato. Regal. Rockstar Spud needs to be better than that.
Oh, yeah. Rockstar Spud has been one of the few highlights of TNA.
And Canellis Maria.
Yeah, she's hot.
Best television announcer, William Regal. No complaints there.
I have a complaint in that I don't think he's done it for the last 9 months.
Yep, but he was the best.
Maybe. Carino. I love Carino.
Carino's number four. It's Shimpei Nagami, who I assume is the New Japan guy, Joe Rogan, Carino, Brian Stan, Kevin Kelly, Mike Tenay, Stryker.
Wow.
I don't know what a Jimmy
so
Smith is.
It's a really, really shitty list of...
Yeah, that Regal ones.
I think Jimmy Smith is the Bellator guy.
No Cole, no JBL, no King, no Booker, no other
well,
than
Booker
Regal.
Shouldn't be there, because, I mean, he just got on there and he sucks.
What?
Renee Young has also got some votes. I don't know how that happened. Even on his way down there.
She's hot.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's yeah. Fine. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's not super hot, but she's pretty.
But that's why.
Yeah.
Worst television announcer.
John Layfield.
Jerry Lawler. Michael Cole.
John Layfield, yes. Who you mentioned last show, is the voice of Vince McMahon.
Yes. He's the worst television announcer. Yeah. Alex Riley.
So yeah, you said like the you're like, no Cole, no Layfield, yeah. No, Lawler are in the best.
Here
but the
are.
Top three are the worst.
Layfield, Lawler, Cole.
One of the reasons your product sucks is this.
Yeah, then you go Taz, then you go Alex Riley, then Vampiro and Stryker.
I think Vampiro is better than Stryker. I like Vampiro. Stryker's pretty shitty.
Then you got Tanae, Tom Phillips, and Byron Saxton.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's a really bad... That's a good list, because it's really bad announcing.
Best major wrestling show. New Japan.
Couple
August
of the G1
1st,
tournaments.
G1.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. Number three is Mania.
It really wasn't that good a show, but it's the spectacle.
And Taker.
And, well, it's the spectacle.
Yeah. And Taker.
Most memorable for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be...
The CMML. That's where the mask match was. Yeah.
Two more G1 Climax shows. Then Dragon Gate, Dead or Alive, UFC, and ROH in Toronto. And then number 10 is the Summerfest.
So this is bullshit. Summerfest actually had that good main event.
Yeah.
There was, I think it was before that, was it?
What else happened on the fest?
But remember coming out of WrestleMania for a little while before they lost that guy who was helping to, who was kind of organizing the pay-per-views, remember? Like a showrunner or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
They had, for a couple months there, remember, they had really good pay-per-views.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. In the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a series of good pay-per-views, like right before, like better than SummerSlam and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, like Battleground, like when Shield took on, when the Shield took
Evolution.
On Evolution, like yeah. That show, I can't remember what show that was.
Was it Battleground?
It might have been Battleground. It was something like that, but it was way fucking better. Like not even a comparison.
Worst major show, Battleground.
Oh, so it wasn't Battleground then? Because yeah, that was later.
Then Lockdown, then the Royal Rumble, which I cannot fathom.
Well, I can because Daniel Bryan wasn't in the Rumble.
Yeah, but he had that great match with Bray Wyatt.
But it didn't matter.
That alone didn't matter.
Rumble match itself was such a letdown, and it was hijacked.
That alone does not make it. Survivor Series, yeah. Shitty show until Sting showed up, right?
Yes, awful show until Sting showed up.
Well, Lockdown was number two. I don't know what that is. Sacrifice.
Payback.
Oh, okay.
Was where it was. The No Holds Barred.
Backlash.
Payback.
TLC. Heck in the Sack, Night of Champions. Shitty shows.
Yeah, Payback was awesome. Better
okay.
Than and it's about that time.
Okay, here's the, what are these? The Wrestling Observer Awards, right? Who writes the Wrestling Observer Awards?
Well, the fans vote.
Well, who writes the Wrestling Observer?
David Bixman.
David Bixman Meltzer. So, Dave Meltzer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the this is kind of funny. We're on this list twice.
Extreme Rules was better than either one of those two events.
There you go. Previous winner for
wait, Extreme Rules. Remember?
No.
It was
Extreme.
Were
there rules?
Opened with the WLC match.
Oh yeah, that was great.
They had Cesaro defeated Van Damme at Swagger.
Okay.
Rusev beat Truth. Bad News Barrett beat Big E.
Langston.
Shield defeats Evolution there. Wyatt Langston. Defeats Cena. Paige defeats Tamina Snuka. Daniel Bryan defeats Kane. That was better.
Langston.
Well, not great, but better than...
Okay, so
and then Payback, and then Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank was also great.
You want to know what the best show of 1997 was?
Was it the Canadian Stampede?
It was the Canadian Stampede. That's true. You want to know what the worst show of 2012 was?
Usos defeat Money in the Bank. Usos defeat the Wyatt family. That was great.
Yeah.
You had Rollins defeat.
You had two Money in the Bank.
Yeah, the Rollins made over Money in the Bank was great.
Cena. Wasn't it the All-Star, Money in the Bank All-Stars?
Yeah. You had both of them were terrific. Yeah, Rusev and Big E was a surprise. And then Battleground is where it falls apart.
Yeah. You want to know what the worst show of 2012 was?
Okay.
UFC in Calgary.
Oh, fuck. I know.
Okay, so who did we say? Dave Meltzer writes the Wrestling Observer.
Who?
Yeah. We're just going on. The next one is...
Did you say Battleground was worst show?
Yeah.
That was the one with the Usos and the Wyatt family best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Rusev beat Jack Swagger by countout.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins defeats Dean Ambrose by forfeit. That's probably what kills it. Because you had Jericho and Wyatt in a really good match.
Okay.
But
that was a shitty feud.
And Cena held on. Yeah, it was a shitty feud, but it was a good... Anyways.
Anywho, the move of the year. What do you think the move of the year is?
I think last year was the Red Arrow.
Okay.
This year it's got to be the Meltzer Driver. It's got to be the Meltzer Driver.
It is the Meltzer Driver.
Yeah, I don't see how it could be anything but the Indy Taker.
Also known as
the Meltzer Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people call it
Space Cowboy.
The Rainmaker.
Some people call it the Pompous of Love.
Then you got Red Arrow.
Some people call it the Young.
And you got Young Bucks, more bang for your buck. Young Bucks are number 1 and 4.
Yeah, because they're awesome. They probably have 3 or 4 more moves on there.
Sami Zayn, toe pay into DDT, which is great.
Yep.
I don't know.
Not his finisher, but it's great.
Yeah. Curb Stomp for Seth Rollins is number 7. Yep. And then Chasing the Dragon, number 8.
So how many of these are tag team moves?
1, 2, 3, 4. Where? Who? Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah, that's what I said. Three.
That's what I said.
Me too.
Yeah. Most disgusting 4. Promotional tactic.
Ooh.
WWE insulting fans who purchase pay-per-views.
That's stupid.
Idiot.
Yeah.
The cunt tweeting that a storm is coming to Japan during a typhoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember her doing that.
Well, no. TNA building TV for months around Dixie Carter table spot.
Yeah.
Lana play off a plane going down in Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Yep. And then acting like they didn't. I remember that.
Yeah.
WWE's firing CM Punk at his wedding day. I don't know if you call that a promotional tactic.
No, I don't think you can. But I know where people are coming from, though.
Falsely advertising Rollins and Ambrose on pay-per-view. Yes, that I
definitely
will say
piss
that.
People off.
The botched UK network launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. CZW saying if Havoc loses, she has to give a blowjob to DH Hyde. Wasn't she going to do that anyway? WWE using Ultimate Warrior's Raw speech.
Just thinking about whether or not I can legally change my name to DJ Hyde.
You can't.
Could.
You could.
Yeah, using the Warrior speech. Disgusting.
Worst television show.
Raw.
Impact.
SmackDown.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
With 8 votes. The others, 280 votes, yeah. 188 votes.
But 8 people really fucking hate that show.
You know, when you see these amount of votes, I wonder how many people ordered this newsletter. There's got to be, the other votes must have been a lot more. But don't seem like as many people as you think are subscribers.
Yeah, that's weird, eh?
Of course, it could be like us and they're just too lazy to vote.
That's true.
Or us just too lazy to anything.
Yeah. Worst match, Wyatt and Cena. I think that's the cage.
Yeah, that would be the cage. Oh, no. Extreme Rules?
Yeah,
that'd be the cage match, yeah.
Yeah. Sakuraba, Nagata versus the Gracies. Oh, yeah. Naomi versus Cameron.
Fucking shit.
You remember that?
Yes.
When she's yelling at the ref?
Yes.
Count! Awesome.
Yeah.
Divas Survivor Series match. Okay. Yeah.
Eva Marie versus Bayley. I'm seeing a pattern.
Yes.
Samuel Shaw versus Ken Anderson. Oh, yeah. Worst gimmick. Samuel
AJ
Shaw.
AJ Lee versus Cameron.
Awful again.
Oksana versus Naomi.
AJ Lee versus Nikki Bella. Layla versus Summer Rae. Holy shit. Yeah.
It's like, what do we have? Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and if you count the John Cena, that's 8 chick matches in this tap 10.
Oh, that's awful.
That is.
That's the whole point.
Not unheard of, though. In 1984, it was Fabulous Moolah versus Wendy Richter.
Well, yes, but that was just the winner. That wasn't all of the whole
and
list.
Actually, last year, it was Survivor Women's Survivor Series match.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Worst feud of the year, Nikki and Brie.
Oh, so bad.
Suzuki and Yano. Cena and Wyatt.
Awful.
Sam Shaw and Anderson.
Terrible.
Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Awful.
Bully Ray and the Cunt. Fandango and Summer Rae.
Bully Ray and the Cunt, Dixie, going through the table.
Right.
The crowd did like it that night, so.
Yeah, they liked it. Fandango versus Summer Rae and Layla.
Awful.
Adam Rose versus The Bunny.
My personal vote, probably.
Yeah. Mark Henry versus Big Show.
Terrible.
And Sam Shaw and Gunner.
Terrible.
1984, the winner.
What a shit year this was. What a shit fucking year 2014 was.
1984 was Andre and Big John Studd.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I wish we could have that now.
Oh, I know. Well, it's just like right before we're doing this, we're watching Primetime Wrestling. It was Tony Garea versus Iron Mike Sharp. Yeah. And we're like, this is a great fucking match.
Yeah, it was a great match.
It was like 15 minutes and it was awesome.
And Iron Mike Sharp got
the
Duke. I wish
we could get stuff like that. Yeah. And he got the Duke.
And we said that Iron Mike Sharp should... who do we figure he should manage?
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan. Make him interesting. Worst promotion of the year.
I think you gotta go WWE.
It is Total Nonstop Action.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
Well, WWE at least had... I mean, well, if you look at Total Nonstop Actions, like WWE was awful, but at least they had NXT. Whereas if you look at TNA Worst Promotion, yeah, I think you gotta go with them. Actually, I agree. Because of the botched fucking... you know, the whole getting a new television deal and all, like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
saying Russo isn't there and what he really is. And
yeah.
Like, all of this type of shit.
Anyway, they have, this is their 8th win, if you want to call it, in a row.
In a row. Oh, Dixie, I hope you read this, but obviously it hasn't made a difference this previous 7 times.
29, but they got 29
dumb,
more.
You dumb moron.
29 to go, right?
Yeah.
Because then it'll be 37.
In a row. A Clerks reference in 2015.
Yeah! Great movie.
That's a funny movie.
Best Booker. Jado and Gata.
Yeah.
And then somebody I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And then Paul Levesque.
Well, Ryan Ward really is what it is.
Yeah.
It's from NXT.
Yeah.
So, and Hunter Johnson is also on there, which is, of course, ROH.
Yep.
Delirious.
And then number 3, Hunter Little Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Promoter of the year. Not sure who that is. That Takaaki.
Maybe he's New Japan or something.
Maybe. And yeah. Vince is 4.
Yeah. So
and
that's
then
awful.
Jack's brother is number 5.
Joe Koff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the Rodan family and Tagai.
Yeah.
Is 11. Best gimmick. Rusev and Anal Backwards.
Yeah. Bullet Club.
And the Bullet Club, which is, I think is great.
Damian Mizdow.
Damian Mizdow, number 4. Agree.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose is number 6. Tyson
Kidd.
Well,
Shinsei is ahead of that.
Nakamura, yeah.
Shinsei Nakamura, and then Dean Ambrose. Yeah, because they're the same gimmick. Remember?
It's true.
Except for Shinsei's a little more feminine.
Yet Nakamura does it apparently twice as well.
Yes, pretty much.
Kidd, then Rockstar Spud, and then Brock Lesnar. Yeah. A great gimmick. Brock Lesnar has.
Yeah, he kicks ass. Worst gimmick, Adam Rose. Yeah, it's terrible, but
yeah.
Sam Shaw should have won.
Yeah.
Like, Adam Rose is horrid, but
Yeah.
And the bunny. We never found out who the bunny is, and I don't think we ever will now.
I don't care.
I actually would love to know if it was the same guy all the time. I'd love to know who it was.
Yeah.
Or who they planned it to be. I'm glad they're not going to pull it off.
Corporate Kane.
Awful.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, he's just lost all the momentum.
Yeah, the menagerie.
Terrible.
The authority.
Hate them.
Speaking of which, the cunt.
Hate her as a heel owner or just being on television as a performer and as a promoter.
Yeah. CJ Parker.
Yeah.
And then the New Day.
Yeah. And New Day, probably the front runner for next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They came along so late, the fact they got any votes.
And the New Day looked like it was going to be so good, given all the backstage stuff that they had done.
But they fucked it up again. Yeah,
exactly. Best book, Death of WCW.
Hmm.
Revised edition by Brian Alvarez and R.D. Reynolds.
You have that right there.
All in hardcover.
You know what? I'm not even kidding. You should bring it to San Jose, not only to read, but also because Brian Alvarez always be down there. You can always ask for the autograph.
Wait, read?
You're just gonna put it on your shelf and frame it?
Maybe.
Have the producer read it to you.
Best pro wrestling DVD. There's like three. My name is Paul Heyman, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Wrestling Road Diaries 2.
Yeah, those I own those top two.
Those are all, yeah, me too. They're all the... okay. So now that's just... Those are the awards.
Well, wait, I thought I saw Worst Match Poll. Well, I guess we already did that.
No, that's just for the Fantastamania second quarter of all.
Alright, let's quickly... What was the other thing we were going to do? NXT spoilers.
Yeah, NXT spoilers, plus I'm just going to scroll down and see if there's any wacky news.
Oh, well, we don't have time. Do you want me to look up the NXT spoilers where you're doing
it? Yeah, right there. I got them up. I'm just... Yeah. Just a sec. I'm just going to see 8,000 buys for Final Battle. So, that was the last...
So that's the same as pretty much we would have expected it always is, right?
Down from 12,000 for the first show.
Man, there was 12 hours ago, there was NXT spoilers from tonight. What? So match one was Sami Zayn versus Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
And then we had a number one NXT Contenders Tournament.
Finn Balor beat Axel, Curtis Axel.
Yeah, in the first round. So Axel going down to NXT to reignite his career and on fire.
Uh-huh. Better than perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So championship match.
Okay.
Charlotte beat Sasha Banks again.
Okay.
Alright. Vaudevillains versus Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy. And Blake and Murphy obviously win.
Oh, right, yes.
The Contenders Tournament, Tyler Breeze versus Itami, and Itami won. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Well, no, no, I'm not. Itami, so what? Itami won... So far we have Itami and Balor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then week two is Neville beat Kid.
Okay.
It'll be a great match.
Should be awesome. They always are.
That's in a number one contender tournament. Bayley and Charlotte beat Banks and Becky Lynch. Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy defeated the Lucha Dragons, which makes me wonder if... are they going to come up then?
The Lucha Dragons? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's just that they weren't working as well as they wanted, and they see something in Blake and Murphy.
Yeah.
Or maybe they think that they're better off with the Chase, or who knows.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought that having another long reigning tag team after the last one wasn't what they needed. I mean, it could be a billion things.
That's true. Sorry, just flipping down to the WWF news here just to see if there is any.
That's huge.
Yeah, no, we'll get there in a sec. We'll do I scrolled down there, so now we know there is some. So we'll finish
this. That was a big one.
We do have to talk about it. Baron Corbin beat Bull Dempsey in a first round number one contender tournament match.
Who beat Bull Dempsey?
Baron Corbin, yeah.
Okay.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens had a contract signing, and their match at TakeOver will be for the championship.
Is that TakeOver? That's February or something like that? Or
I think
is it?
So, yeah. I think it's...
I have heard rumors of a TakeOver event occurring on at WrestleMania now. So, we'll see if that's the case, but I hope so.
What? That TakeOver would happen...
At WrestleMania weekend. I've heard there's now... Yeah.
Well, it's scheduled for... February 11th. The original plan was to take over to be in March.
Yeah, I've still heard there's plans. There's thoughts of having a takeover event during the WrestleMania.
Okay.
So, we'll see. I hope so. Like I said, I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Carmella defeated Emma. Okay. Week 3. Semi-final now, and the number one contender is Adrian Neville beating Baron Corbin after Bull Dempsey interfered.
Why, if Baron Corbin is beating Bull Dempsey in 60 to 90 second squashes, then why would you have Bull Dempsey do that to continue a feud that you've already killed?
Yeah, I know, I don't get it either. It's Bayley defeated Becky Lynch. There's a stare down. They're going to have a four-way match. Sasha, Becky, Charlotte, and Bayley at TakeOver.
Okay. Makes sense.
Finn Balor beat Hideo Itami.
I'd like to see that. Semi-final match. Two friends!
Yeah. Zayn and Neville beat Kidd and Kevin Owens by disqualification. So that was week... Those were week 3.
Okay. That's all we have. So... What was the other semifinal? It was,
That makes sense. These will air until February 4th, and the TakeOver show is going to be on the 11th.
So who's winning the tournament? It's Baylor's in the final, and who's the other guy?
Let me go here. Semifinal. Baylor and Neville. So it's Baylor and Neville is the final.
And it's against Zayn, and I don't think you want to go Neville. Because Zayn has the title, right? It's the number one contendership.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I think Balor and Zayn will be great, but I think it's weird to do
unless
two popular guys, plus he's new.
We're saying now. When is now? Like, I mean, if they're he's the number one contender.
Well, anytime right now, but you considering he's still, even by the time this occurs, Zayn is still a new champion. This will be his first major defense. I don't think you want to put him in there against another really popular guy. Even though it would be a great match.
No.
I don't think you want to put him in there against another babyface.
The match in February 11th.
Oh, it's against Owens.
Is Owens. Then at the same night, that same NXT takeover, you're also going to crown the next number one contender, the final. So it's going to be Neville and Baylor. So what you've got already is two fantastic matches.
Yes, you fucking do.
On this card.
Yeah.
And so that, and then another, let's say another 8 weeks
and then
later.
And then if Owens wins, then you can have him against Neville or Baylor. Probably Baylor. That'd be great.
But if Zayn wins, it goes against Baylor. It's going to be great.
Yeah. You can't lose. You're right.
And that would happen.
Because they have great guys and they're setting it up.
And that would happen in April or May, probably.
Yeah, or March, if we're lucky.
No.
At main event. Well, could be.
What?
If there's a takeover at WrestleMania. Could be.
No, there won't be a takeover at WrestleMania.
I've heard rumors they're still thinking about it.
They'll do an NXT show, maybe. I don't know about a takeover.
We'll see.
Maybe. Anyway.
All right.
Well, they could just do it live from Mania. That
could,
week.
They could,
But you know what? Hell, when's it on? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fan Access doesn't open until Thursday, right? Yeah.
We'll see. It's WrestleMania. We'll see what they have planned. And we'll see what they have on the network. So let's get to the merge of the shit.
I don't think they'll do it.
That chili hot dog's killing me. Let's get to the news
if there's
any.
Mania 32, April 3rd, 2016 at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Yes, and we've known this one's coming for a while, and this is huge because I really do believe that this means that now we finally are going to actually see
93,173.
It could even be more. They're going to go for like... But I think we're going to see it. I think we've been waiting for it a long time. But there in his home state, we're going to see, I really do believe, we're going to see the final match, finally, the retirement match of Mark Henry. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked. Somebody's going to get... Seriously, I mean, Mark Henry was at the press conference. He's from Texas. I think that'll be his retirement match.
Yeah. 20 years later.
I think it'll be his last 20 match.
Years. 20
years later. Yeah.
After he signed that 10-year deal they were trying to get out of for so long, he lasts another 10 years.
Another 10 years. So I think that'll be the final match.
That's hilarious.
And we already seen Austin's last match.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean...
Austin's last match, WrestleMania 19.
The stadium can be expanded to 105,000. I mean, who knows, right?
We'll see.
Let's just see here.
We'll be there, right?
No. let's see here. So financials will be February 12th. Just looking here.
That'll be interesting because those will be the financials for the end of the year, I believe, right?
Yeah, it goes to the 31st, so there won't be any...
December, so it won't be
Christmas.
It will be, but it will not get the Royal Rumble bump, and it could be poor again.
It'll get a Christmas bump.
Not much.
I don't know.
Very poor.
I don't know.
No. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
You know what? The big thing that they were promoting on Shop, though, when you go to Shop, and that's what people do.
Are you ready a novel? Is it...
can I also draw a conclusion? Some friends become enemies, enemies become friends.
Is it gonna be?
Yeah, you're right. But I just think that WWEshop.com, that was the
doesn't mean a fucking
thing that they're no because they do good merchandise.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. They're not. It's not
yeah, gonna... when you go on and you see promotion, you can buy your kid a year's worth of this fucking thing, and you get a Roku box with it. You know, I can see a bump there. So,
no chance.
That's what you got.
No chance in hell.
Oh, yeah. Main event. Let's talk about this debacle.
Oh fuck! What do we have to?
Yes, because this is hilarious. So there is no more main event on the network.
No.
Because the main event is broadcast on Sky Sports in the UK. And they have exclusive rights as part of their contract to air main event in the UK.
Yeah, seems reasonable. That was what the contract was and what they're paying them for.
And main event, though, I mean, there's two sides to this coin. Main event, such a lucrative property.
Maybe it means more over there.
We just got to fucking hold on to this main event. Just screw you and your network.
He signed a contract. That's what we're paying you for.
Yeah, but Vince McMahon, he signed a contract. Okay, let's go to Vince's. We talk about Vince a lot, but let's at least go to his defense here. He signed a contract in England. Who knew that was valid?
I love Vince McMahon.
Has Vince McMahon ever...
They signed a contract. Hold them to it. Wait a second, we signed a contract? Fuck it, just do what we want.
Has Vince McMahon ever lost a court case in England?
Ah, shit.
I love panda bears.
Yep.
That was great. I tell you that story over Christmas? They had, like, World Wildlife commercials on the radio at work.
Nope.
And, like, I'm working away, and it's got on the speaker in the hallway or whatever, like, pumped in. And every once in a while, they're like, "Your friends at WWF Canada." And every time I said, like, without fail, every time I said WWF, I went, what? Like, three times a day for Christmas, these commercials were airing.
Like a dog being called for a walk. What? What?
Oh, that one again. Wonderful stuff. But, yeah. Network in Canada. If you do the television version, you get the streaming version for free.
Yeah, right? Who cares?
For the eight people that have access to that. Heath Miller or Heath Slater.
Charges dropped.
Charges were dropped.
Yeah.
Let's
innocent. See. And he's fucking money.
He's fucking cash. There's no, really anything else that matters.
That matters. No. That's it.
Wait a minute. Xavier Woods might be hurt.
Yeah.
Might be hurt. Oh, do you hear who's going to host the red carpet spectacular?
Renee Young?
No. Maria Menounos!
Oh.
We can meet her in person. We can get her autograph. We'll be like, "Hi, Miss Menounos! Can you sign our autograph?" I'm going to get drunk and do that.
That'll be fucking great.
Book it.
You mean you're going to stay drunk? It's actually probably closer.
That could be true.
What was your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, to drink more.
There you go.
And I would be a fool if I didn't live up to my resolution.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
We're done. We're OUT.
Are we? What does that mean?
Do the plugs.
Okay. Moe's mom.
Plugs.
Oh. We're at WeTalkWrestling.com. We're also Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. On Twitter, we're at WeTalkWrestling. You can listen to this wonderful program via iTunes.
Number three most for best wrestling show of the year, according to the Observer Awards newsletter.
We talk wrestling.
Well, hopefully you're next year number one.
Hopefully we beat Raw.
Yeah. Well, we are way better than Raw.
It's true. Also better than Canyon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
we're better than Canyon.
Everybody. Stitcher. The TuneIn Radio app.
We're probably on, other places we don't even know about.
We're on Show Me.
No,
we're on, what's that thing called again? RD?
Last Radio FM or?
RDO or something?
No, we're not.
What?
We will be. We're all over the place, though. We don't even know where all the places are. Hurry up, man. A chili dog is getting to me here.
Fine. Fucking Show Me. That's going to do it, then. In the meantime, and in between time, that is it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are we off air?
Yeah.
Thank God.
You can call me Addy.
I almost remember that WrestleMania, Undertaker and Sid at the end.
Uh-huh.
How he shit his pants and they had to finish it anyways.
Uh-huh.
That almost happened here.
Almost.